Braves hurler Julio Teheran has done well against the Mets in his career, and that would continue on Wednesday. The Atlanta offense would provide plenty of run support starting in the first inning against Robert Gesellman.
And he shoots one into left field. That's a base hit. Freeman's going to round third. Cespedes loads up. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's up the line, and they got him at the plate. The Braves are going to take a look.
Freddie's hand in there,
and the verdict is in. He is safe.
His line, fair down the first baseline, rattling the right field corner. In to score is Kemp. Here comes Markakis to the plate. Garcia running wide open around third. He will score on a bases loaded, bases clearing double by Tyler Flowers.
And there's your five.
Tyler Flowers did the big damage in the first. Runner at first goes, and a shot pass short. That'll score Nick Markakis. Four RBIs for Tyler Flowers. Julio Teheran has continued his excellent work against the Mets. Struck him out. Rivera caught looking.
Swing and a miss. Went to the off speed. That's the best of the night.
And he struck him out. Julio's in line for win number two.
Teheran ends up going 6 1/3, and the Braves cruise to an 8-2 win. Teheran improves to 8-3 lifetime against the Mets. Atlanta snaps a 6-game losing streak, but the bad news for the Braves, Brandon Phillips leaves this game early with a left groin strain. This game was not in doubt for very long as Brian Snitker watches his club hang a 5 spot in the very first inning and never look back.
It was really good. I mean, you know, really the last two, he's really battled his command and all, and he just really was his old self tonight. You know, he got a couple of jams, you know, the bases loaded, nobody out, give up one run. That's a victory in that inning right there, and especially where he was in the lineup. And did a really good job.
And he had to sit through a long first inning. It didn't seem to throw him off.
No, not at all. I mean, it's probably not as effective there as it is fourth or fifth inning, something like that happens, and he gets out there for a while. But he was really good.
Top to bottom, the offense.
Yeah, finally, we, you know, kind of been waiting for that, you know, to have an offensive game. And you know, it was good to see scored the 5, but then just, you know, even just adding on the singles are big in games like this, because against this lineup right here, and get away from you in a hurry.
Jace came in there and got a couple.
Yeah, you know, did a good job. So, you know, for getting back out there tomorrow. And it was good. It was just nice to score some runs. And like I say, even the add-on runs, we haven't been able to do that lately. So, you know, it's in us. We just haven't quite, you know, hit our stride offensively. But it's getting there.
How about the ABs going the other way tonight? That Tyler
had good, yeah. No, that's you know, those are great at-bats. Mm-hmm. And you know, says a lot for the guys doing it. So, you know, it's just, like I say, just scoring some runs and a little offense and kind of keeping things moving is feels good, because we've, you know, we're fighting ourselves to do that. It was nice to have an offensive day today.
Did Brandon do it on the slide?
He did on the slide.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, he just kind of has a weird, it's kind of a awkward slide, and then he went by the bag and had the bag stolen and you know, just kind of tweaked it a little bit.
What about, was that just a little bit of aggressiveness there on him trying to steal there? I mean, trying to make some
things
happen?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a 2-2 count, and you stay out of the double play, and he got a good jump. He stole the base. It just wasn't a real good slide, and you know, but, no, that's just, yeah, it's an aggressive play, and you know, Freddie, it's a ground ball there. We stay out of the double play and score a run. So, he got a good jump, stole the base, and slide wasn't real good.
It looked like he kind of tweaked it on feeling that ground or two, but I guess it was already.
It was before, but he kind of tweaked it on the slide, okay. Is where it was.
I know you lost a couple games the first week here, but the way you guys played here last year, is there almost a comfortable?
No, I'm not sure you are ever comfortable here when you're facing these guys. I mean, it's, and you know, whether it's their pitchers or, you know, it's their lineup's dangerous, and they're a good ball club, and it's, I don't know that you're comfortable, but you know, it made it better tonight when we got a lead and Julio got some runs. You know, he'd been pitching even last year. He pitched and he never got any run support and pitched great, competed unbelievable, and he did tonight. He didn't pitch like he had a 5-run lead. He pitched like it was nothing to nothing from the get-go.
You got a small sample size from Whistler, but how would you grade that off of how he ended last year?
That was good. That was nice. That was a good opportunity for him to come in. And, you know, we got a long streak of games or stretch of games here. And you know, just a come out and getting into two innings. That was good. That was good to see him on the attack and throwing strikes and using his pitches, and that was good because, you know, like I say, I mean, these things can get out of hand in a heartbeat. I mean, and he did a good job in finishing it up for us.
So first inning like that, kind of doubly valuable when you're going against a team like the Mets, who are in the same boat you're in, trying to get out of a losing streak, bunch of close losses. They're looking to get a spark. You do something like that, 5 runs before they even get off the
yeah.
field.
Yeah, no, it's you know, we're kind of thinking about ourselves, and we were trying to. We're concerned with our losing streak and just, you know, and we were in all the games that we lost 6 games. I don't know how many. I think all of them but one maybe were 1-run game pretty much, other than, you know, Sunday when it got away from us in the eighth. But, you know, we've been in every game, hit away, you know, not playing bad, just weren't winning the games. I mean, just couldn't put it together. And so it was nice to come out and have a game like that tonight where, you know we can do it.
Julio Teheran continues to befuddle the Mets, and he continues his strong 2017 season. The righty's now 2-1 with a 3.38 ERA.
All the confidence whenever we start a game with 5 runs lead, and I think that was the big thing for me. Just since the first inning we were winning, and nothing to worry. Just trying to go out there, make pitches, and put the ball in play. I know that I give her a couple walks, but I don't know. I was a handing hitters and, you know, making pitches.
How about getting out of that inning with only 1 run when they loaded the bases with no outs?
Well, like I said, I didn't have a pressure at all. I know that we were like 5 runs lead, but, you know, was just trying to be economic, you know, don't waste pitches. And I know that they were going to score at least one, and that was where I was pitching in that inning. Just make one run and make the other pitches to finish and complete that inning.
And again, you... against these guys and here, you keep going out there and do. I mean, do you like pitching here?
Well, now that I'm seeing the results, yeah, I love pitching here, and we all can, you know, can see how I do it here, and hopefully we get everything together to my next start and do the same thing with the other teams. That's what it's about.
Just with, you know, coming off the last start, how big of a boost was this for you to get back out there and have this kind of an outing?
Well, my last start, I know it wasn't the best, but that's something that I don't wanna put in my mind. I know that every start is different, and today I show everything. I showed that I work in my, I mean, after my next start, I was working really hard, and then today I got the results.
How did it feel to pitch with the lead? Because you don't get to do that too often.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's great. I mean, whenever you get the lead, that gives you all the confidence, and that's what I feel the whole game today. You know, I don't feel any pressure or trying to hold the other team for the guys to score. And but the good thing that we score first and we keep the lead.
Coming into this game with a losing streak, did you feel like a little extra on you to find a way to?
Well, really, I know we're coming in from a losing streak, but you know, just trying to do my thing, and I know the guys will trying hard to score runs, and you know, hold the other teams and win some games. But today we got everything together, and we did really good.
You talked about seeing the results from pitching here all the time. Now, do you feel like when you see it on the schedule coming up and you count the days and you're going to be pitching here again, you say, oh, that's pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's something that obviously you keep in mind whenever you got a lineup that you do really good. That's, you know, when you see it coming out, you feel happy. But now I know that I'm going to get them again at home. Just concentrate and don't take that like personally. Just do my things like I've been doing it.
Teheran's battery mate Tyler Flowers had some fun of his own. On Wednesday, the right-hand hitter goes 2-for-4 and ties a career high with 4 RBIs.
You know, I try and keep my confidence the same. I think I did a lot for our team, though, to push some runs across early. It's been kind of a struggle for us. Definitely with our ace out there, that's nice, so he can kind of settle down, execute pitches, trust his defense, and go deep in the ballgame.
You mentioned it, your ace out there tonight, Julio Teheran, with another great outing. What did you see from him tonight?
He looked pretty good. Honestly, probably not his best, but we were able to mix speeds well enough. His changeup was there for a few innings, which was nice to have against a bunch of those lefties. You know, but he did a good job getting ahead of guys. You know, we had a couple of miscellaneous walks in there that shouldn't happen, but he did a good job executing pitches after that to get out of it and not let a big inning happen.
It turns out he doesn't get a lot of run support a lot of the time. Tonight has that 5-run lead before he even takes the mound. Do you see a difference in his demeanor whenever he takes the mound with such a big lead like that?
Well, I haven't seen it too often, like you said, but No, I mean, I feel like he's pretty much the same competitive, challenging hitters, doing his thing. No fear when he's out there. I think that's part of what makes him so good. I mean, he's got pretty good stuff, too, but his personality, his makeup, take him to that next level of being an ace.
He looks like an ace tonight. He did really well, and you guys really needed a win to break that losing streak. How much more important was it to get one on the road at a division foe at that?
It's been big. You know, we've played a lot of good games. We just always seem to be missing that one play, that one hit, you know, that one big out or double play turned. You know, it's going to turn at some point. Hopefully this is the start of that turn where we come up with those big plays when we need them.
The Braves will try to make it two in a row against the Mets on Thursday when R.A. Dickey takes the mound at his old stomping grounds at Citi Field.